The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you were not listening earlier today, but you were listening on Friday, I told you on Friday, Lord willing, we were going to have the Speaker of the Ohio House, Larry Householder, with us, well, right now, 5 o'clock today. Well, about 2:45, 3 o'clock, got a text from his personal assistant, and I don't know what happened, and I guess I don't need to, but he had to cancel today. It was not going to work, so we have rescheduled it for this coming Wednesday at 5 p.m. Larry Householder, Speaker of the House and the Ohio House of Representatives, Lord willing. Now, and I could have recorded the interview at a safe time, and maybe it's just me and maybe I'm all wrong. I much, much, much prefer live interviews. I do recorded interviews, but I don't like to do them. I like to do it live. This is live radio, and everything I can do live, I do live. So it would be much less risky if I did pre-recorded interviews, because I would always know it was there. But I don't know. It's just not the way I work. So anyway, for whatever reason, he was not able to join us today. He sent his apologies to you, my audience, and has assured me that he will be with us this coming Wednesday at 5 p.m. This coming Wednesday, 5 p.m. Now, I was going to move on from the coronavirus thing, but I've got TV monitor with news up here in the studio. And the liberal left media, it wants to coronate Governor Cuomo of New York. I mean, if you listen to the mainstream media, Governor Cuomo is the ideal governor. He's the ideal leader. He would make a great president. We only wish we had him instead of Trump. The way he's handled this virus is the way leaders should lead. This is the way it should be. I mean, if you listen to the mainstream media, you would think Governor Cuomo walks on water and raises the dead. Okay. Where is the epicenter of this pandemic in America? New York. Where are the disproportionate number of people dying? New York. Where is the disproportionate number of cases popping up, even per capita? New York. And so, okay, now here in Ohio, you know, a lot of people don't agree with Governor DeWine. But take a look at our numbers, even per capita, taking into consideration the difference in population and all that. Take a look at how we're doing compared to New York. Take a look at how Georgia's doing compared to New York. You don't want to get real political on this, but take a look at almost any Republican-controlled state and compare it to New York. And we want to coronate this guy? It is weird. All right, anyway, I'm done with that. However, I've got Sandy in Westerville. We were talking about wearing masks earlier, and I want to make sure that we can continue the conversation if you would like. So we're going to go to Sandy in Westerville. Hi, Sandy. You're on Bob Rennie Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Are you there, sir?
I am here. Are you there?
How are you today?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
Good. I wanted to comment on the mask. I do a lot of alternative therapies. I read a lot. I read different health publications from doctors everywhere. And the real truth is they don't know if masks do anything. I've listened to all kind of doctors, and they don't know if they protect. I will reiterate, because if you are immune compromised, if you have an issue that, you know, you're dealing with, then you definitely should have a mask on. But to just tell people to go out and wear a mask, you know, if you choose to wear it, if it makes you comfortable, if that's your security blanket, then wear it. But I've read different doctors, and I just listened to one on Saturday night, and she said, you know, there's just no science out there, no facts that say, yes, this works, yes, this doesn't.
Well, and there are people, probably not as many, but there are well-respected medical authorities that believe that wearing a mask is actually harmful to many people.
And it is, and I will tell you why. I do what's called it's controlled breathing is what I do, and I do it as a health benefit, because if you have a mask on, your body can't make natural oxygen. It just can't, because you're suppressing your breathing. So your body won't make oxygen. Well, you know, that's kind of important. So if you do away with that, you might want to really think about the consequences. And I'm afraid there really may be, because people go by a mask and they don't think about it. And frankly, I seriously am really concerned for people, because I just think they're just doing this. And I think now it's gotten to the point, I don't know, it seems like it's just more political than anything.
Well, and it's for many people, it's almost a thing of pride. I'm wearing a mask because I care about people. And if you don't wear a mask, that means you don't care. I'm caring, I wear a mask, you don't have one, that means you don't care. And then, Sandy, it's interesting, because I've got the monitor up in the studio here, and there's a press briefing at the White House about COVID-19 testing and so forth. And all of the news reporters have masks on. So a female news reporter, she didn't look familiar. I have no idea who she is. But she was standing up asking a question. Three times her mask fell below her nose while she's asking the president a question. And three times she reaches up and touches the mask right in front of her face and pulls
it
up.
Right there.
I know! And she pulls it up, touches the mask, and puts it up over her nose, which totally defeats the purpose for even wearing the mask. So I'm with you, Sandy. If people want to, and they're convinced it helps, I think that's great.
I think that's fine. It's personal choice. I mean, God gave us these bodies, and it's our personal choice to take care of them, as long as we're not abusing them in, you know, whatever way we want to take care of them.
Yeah.
But seriously, because I like to smile at people. When I go out, I like to smile and say, hi, how are you? Well, if I have a mask on, that kind of defeats that purpose.
Yeah. Well, and there are proper techniques of wearing a mask. There are do's and don'ts, and most people have no clue what those do's and don'ts are. They don't know how often they can use it. They don't know whether they can wash it. They don't know how often to replace it. They have no clue about the proper etiquette of wearing the mask. So again,
and there is, you know, I have a grandson. He's a nurse at Children's Hospital. He's in the neonatal, you know, cardiac intensive care unit. So he can educate you on wearing a mask.
And I'm watching out of the corner of my eye. Another reporter got up just happened to be another female, she was holding her mask on with her hand. She was actually holding it over her face with her hand, which, again, totally destroys the purpose. But anyway. All right,
so,
Sandy.
Yeah, so, you know, I really, seriously, people really, really need to think about it. Like I say, if
sure.
it makes you comfortable, if you
yeah,
are
research
immunocompromised,
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, just, I mean, they are just so... out of the box with this.
I know.
Don't know what else to say.
All right. Thanks, Sandy. I
all
appreciate
right. Take
it.
Care. Have a blessed evening.
You as well. God bless you. There's another reporter holding the mask with her hand just now on the, that's three just out of the corner of my eye. Oh, no. Hey, again, seriously. If you are more comfortable in wearing a mask, or your immune system is suppressed, or you have other health risks, I think it's very important. But don't judge everybody else and assume they don't care. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't going to go into this at all. I hadn't even thought of this. And I'll just mention it and move on. I was just checking my Facebook page during the break, and there's a brand new poll out from MSNBC. Now, of course, you know it will be balanced and unbiased if it's from MSNBC. Pardon me, I was gagging. Anyway, brand new poll, MSNBC, 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden, 50%. Donald Trump, 41%. Now, let me just say this, and then I'm just going to move on. If you are a Democratic philanderer like Bill Clinton, women love you. It's true. Look what, go back. If you don't believe me, look at the popularity of Bill Clinton right through that whole Monica Lewinsky thing. The more that was discovered about how unbelievably immoral Bill Clinton was, the more popular he became among Democratic women. It's I don't know the explanation. Now, if you're a philanderer and you're a Republican, and we know that long ago Donald Trump was a philanderer. Now, I don't think he is now. I really don't. I think he's a different person. I really do. But we know he used to be, but you know, Republican. It's just, it is, I don't know. I don't know. The abused wife syndrome? I don't know. But anyway, here's something that should trouble all of us. A brand new survey from the American Worldview Inventory. This is done by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Brand new poll discovered that one-fifth only, in fact, less than one-fifth of Americans believe life's purpose is knowing and loving God. What an illustration of the me, 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 my, mine, 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 mine. Look at me, look at me, look at me. I want what I want. And I want it now. The most important person on planet Earth is me. Quote, the data showed that 86% of Americans believe in a universal shared purpose of human life. And 66% say they believe they have, get this, 66% say they believe they have a unique God-given calling or purpose. God gave me a gift. God gave me purpose. It just isn't to glorify him. God gave it to me, but it's for me. God gave me my gifts. God gave me my calling, but it's to make me happy. It's to make me fulfilled. Only 18% said the universal purpose is knowing, loving, and serving God. Look at the disparity here. 66% said, quote, they have a unique God-given calling or purpose. But the very same people who said, God's given me a calling and a purpose, only 18% said that their real purpose is knowing, loving, and serving God. Even among the 71% of Americans who consider themselves to be Christians, fewer than 20% adopt a biblical worldview that our purpose is to know, love, and serve God. And let me tell you, many of the big, best-known preachers, evangelists, TV preachers feed this. Your best life now. Everything's about you. The only reason that God exists is to make you happy. You know, God wants you to be happy. He does. God wants you. But my friends, if you buy my book, you'll know that why the whole reason why God exists is to make you a happy person. And if you send me some money, why, you'll be really happy. And I promise you, I won't talk about sin or any of that stuff, because talking about sin, that might not make you happy. Isn't that amazing? 71% of Americans who say they are Christians, fewer than 20%, 18%, actually have a biblical worldview that the reason why they exist is not to find happiness, fulfillment, but to serve God. I got a news flash if you don't know this already. The universe does not revolve around you. God is far more concerned about your holiness than he is with your happiness. You know that, right? I hope you know that. The overwhelming majority of Americans think it's all about me. No, it's all about him.